Welcome to Total Health Transformation Podcast, hosted by Dr. Danny Scarhill. Dr. Danny is a doctor of chiropractic, an author, speaker, and trainer. And on the THT podcast, he interviews other health experts to glean further insights that will help you achieve total health transformation.
Hi, welcome to the Total Health Transformation Podcast. My name's Dr. Danny Scarhill, the founder of DannyScarhill.com and the author of the book Total Health Transformation, The Proven System to Unlock Limitless Energy, Motivation and Health, and the creator of the Total Health Transformation Programs. I've got a very special guest on the call today, and I'm going to introduce her in a second. Her name is Courtney Elmore, and I met her this weekend at Business by Design Live. Courtney is a wellness entrepreneur, a speaker, and a stress expert. She's dedicated to showing high-achieving women how to break up with busy and find true success in all areas of life. No hustle or hard work required. After a fast-paced corporate career and overcoming cancer at the age of just 25, she realized that life's too short to waste any time feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and burnt out. Now, as the creator and founder of The Effortless Life, Courtney specializes in helping busy women grow personally and professionally without the overwhelm and overwork. She's known for sharing simple, actionable tools and strategies you can instantly apply to create order out of life's chaos, find your inner peace, and transform your life without experiencing effortless success without the stress. After all, stress less, live more is Courtney's personal motto. Welcome to the call today, Courtney. How are you doing today?
Danny, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure to be here.
You're most welcome. So let's get started and hear a little bit about your journey. Where did it all start for you? How did you get to where you are now?
Yeah, so back fresh out of college, started my career in the corporate world of 9 to 5. And like many of us who have spent time in the corporate world or who might be in the corporate world right now, I wanted to climb that ladder as fast as possible. And so I was willing to do whatever it took. Late nights at my desk, taking work home on the weekends. Around that time, a friend of mine also introduced me to the field of network marketing. And I saw that as a great way for me to learn some more about business and also achieve some of these life goals that I really wanted for myself and the certain type of lifestyle that I wanted to live, which at the time I thought meant nice house, nice car, lots of travel, and just, you know, location and time freedom. And so fast forward a bit, I grew my career in network marketing very quickly, walked away from my 9 to 5 job, had earned the luxury company car, was going on the all expense paid trips, had a lot of external success, and a lot of things to show for the effort and the time that I had put in. But on the inside, I really felt empty. And when I would go to bed at night, I just felt like I was living parallel to my true calling. I didn't know what that calling was. And I think it honestly scared me because it was uncomfortable and it was out of my comfort zone to even step out and explore what that might mean for me. So I stayed busy working. And that's how I distracted myself from that little voice inside that said, you're called to greater things. So I had gotten married, and a couple of days after getting back home from our honeymoon, I had a checkup with my doctor because I had had a bad sinus infection before the wedding, and he wanted to see me for a follow-up and just make sure everything was all clear. And I went into the doctor's office that day expecting a clean bill of health. But what happened that day changed my life forever. And as I sat there in that exam room with that horrible fluorescent light flickering overhead, I can remember the doctor looking me in the eye and saying, you have cancer. And that was the moment that everything shifted. And this voice inside grew louder and louder saying, you have got to figure out a different way. Because in that moment, I realized that even though I'd had all of this quote unquote success, right, that from the outside looking in appeared as successful, that it had cost me more than the late nights at my desk, more than the time, the work on the weekends, giving up and sacrificing time with friends and family. It had cost me my health. It had cost me the very things in life that were truly important to me. And that was the moment I decided to walk away. And I said, I'm not doing this anymore. And I'm going to figure out a different way, a life where I can have success and I can pursue my dreams while enjoying the present moment and the here and now along the way. So that's what's brought me to the work that I do now in the world today, primarily with women, these high achieving, driven women who are chasing after that dream, who want a better life, who want to become the best version of themselves. But they feel like despite how hard they're working, they're not seeing the results they want yet. And so I work with them to help them clear the path to their goals and really get clear on not only what it is they want, but who they are. And in how by becoming and stepping into their power as the woman that they are can heal and transform their life in ways they never thought imaginable.
Excellent. That's some journey you've been on in a pretty short space of time, isn't it?
Gosh, yes. Quite the journey. And still on it, still learning every single day.
Absolutely. As one of my mates has always said, every day is a school day, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. We think, you know, we'll go to school and when we finish, you know, with our book learning, then we're done with life. But no, it doesn't work that way.
Absolutely. On that note of lessons, what were some of the biggest lessons you've learned when you got diagnosed with cancer?
I think the biggest thing for me was how I was viewing my world and how my success didn't have to be dependent on the time and energy that I put in. That was the belief that I had and that I held on to because that was what I had always seen and known. And especially here in the Western world, that is what we praise. How busy can you be? You know, and the busier you are, the better you are. And so I had really bought into that belief that by doing more, like I equated my worth with how much I did, how much I could do. And so that was what was driving me to check off those boxes by the end of the day and put in the extra time. But one of the big ahas that I had and a huge pivotal part in my journey was recognizing that my worth is in who I am and in who I've been created to be, not in how much I do and not in how much I've done or in how much I will do. And so when I learned to really separate my worth as a woman from how much I do, that's when things really started to shift for me and things became so much easier and so much effortless. And to my surprise, I experienced more success and I enjoyed my life so much more along the way in pursuit of the goals and dreams I was working towards when I recognized that I had intrinsic value in who I am. So that was a big one. Another one that I really think contributed in a huge way to my diagnosis and what led to it was the resentment that I held for many people in my life, and in particular my mom and my relationship with her growing up, which we had worked a lot on and had worked through and had healed many parts of that. But I do think that that internal negative emotional state that I operated from took a big toll on my health. And so one of the things that I've worked on since is really being mindful of my inner emotional state at all times, because that, I believe, has a huge impact on how we show up, how we perform, and on how healthy and how much we can thrive while doing it.
Some really big lessons that you learned in that experience there then.
Huge.
In terms of traditional medicine and traditional medical treatments for cancer, what are your thoughts on those? Did you undergo traditional or was it alternative methods?
Looking back, I wish I had taken more time to pursue alternative methods. At the time, when it was presented to me, it was very scary. It was very urgent. You know, the doctors were like, we've got to get you in for surgery and you've got to go through radiation and this is just how it's going to be. And so I feel like I didn't really take the time to tap in and tune in and figure out what I needed. And again, that was really the starting point of the journey that I've been on. And so now looking back, it's easy to say, oh, I wish I could have taken more time. So I do believe, you know, in certain cases, Western medicine, traditional medicine, you know, it has its place, but I also believe that we have the power to heal ourselves from so much and so much of the physical illnesses that, you know, we might experience It often has an emotional connection. It often has an internal connection in some way. And so I am very much an advocate for alternative methods now. And so I'm very, you know, I've cleaned out all the products in my home and, you know, I regularly go to the chiropractor and get massages and acupuncture and all of these things just to help me maintain my health from the inside out, as opposed to waiting until an illness happens and then having to treat it from the outside in, if that makes sense.
Absolutely makes sense. It's very much like the chiropractic lifestyle that it's glad to hear you're getting chiropractic adjustments and massages and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's great news. So you've touched on it a little bit actually, but if you can go into it a bit deeper, what from your experience is the relationship between emotions and then the choices that we make with regards to our health?
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, we are emotional beings, but we're not taught this. We're not taught this in school. You know, our parents don't often teach us this. And this was something I learned on my own later in life, you know, after that health experience and going through that and regaining my health and healing and recognizing how our emotions really do impact how we show up in the world. And so we're carrying around these negative emotions. You know, the way that negative emotions work, I view them as indicators. They're indicators for when we're off track. If we're feeling angry, anxious, nervous, worried, stressed, overwhelmed, any number, you know, in the whole gamut of negative emotions, frustrated, all of these things, that is an indicator there that there's something deeper going on. But so often we just take it at face value. We just think, oh, stress is normal. Everybody's stressed. Everybody feels overwhelmed. But when you look at some of the statistics that come back in the stress reports and, you know, the reports that you see and people are reporting that consistently their stress levels on a 10-point scale are at an 8, 9, and 10 consistently, that is alarming. There's something there, you know, indicating that we've got some deeper work to do. And so I really do believe that those negative emotions are there to point us in the right direction, number one. And then number two, negative emotions, you know, the way that they work is when you feel, say, anger for the first time, you may have felt it when you were a little kid, 4 years old, maybe someone took a toy from you and you felt angry. You might have not processed through that. You might have not understood what that was. You just felt the emotion. Every time we feel that same emotion going forward in our life, it reactivates all the other times that we felt that emotion in the past. So as you can imagine, by the time you get to your 30s and your 40s and you still feel anger, but you've never worked through that emotional experience of that anger from the past, it kind of just reactivates the anger you felt in your life from there. So you can just think of it as it builds on itself as we go forward until and unless we look and heal through that and recognize where that anger is meant to be pointing us. What is it meant to teach us so that we can heal from? What lesson are we meant to learn there so that we don't have to experience, say, that same anger every time, you know, we approach a situation or that a situation or something comes up in our life? And so that was one of the big ahas for me and something that I teach and something I love to talk about, because I do believe that our emotions really play a part in who we are, in our health, and in how much we are able to be our true selves, you know, and be our best selves. If we're really held back by that negative emotion and energy, it takes a toll and it dims your light.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. You know, it's been said before that there's over 2,500 different emotions a human being can experience, isn't there? Probably a lot of people are experiencing the same negative ones over and over again. So it's super important, I believe, to find a method or a methodology to be able to release those negative emotions, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I agree.
So in terms of having a better relationship with stress, you know, because we all have a relationship with stress, don't we? Some of us more positive than others, probably. In terms of improving that relationship with stress, what positive outcomes would that have on health choices, do you think, in your experience?
Oh, well, first, I just love what you said about having a positive or a negative relationship with stress. I think that's a great place to start at looking at your relationship with stress, where it is right now. When you think of stress, you know, does it feel like a weight or does it feel like something that you can lean into to learn from? And I think that was a big shift, even in my own journey, was in the past, it was negative. It felt heavy. It was something that I carried around with me every day and it was exhausting. But now that I've learned what stress is indicating, you know, which for me means when I do feel stressed in my life, it usually means that I've gotten off track in some way. Either my priorities have gotten out of alignment, I haven't been prioritizing time for myself, and I've been giving but not refilling. It indicates all of these things to me that is, you know, just I need to lean in and learn from. And so I really do think that it has an impact on our health. You know, one of the things I'd suffered with throughout my life was chronic migraines. And until I started healing my relationship with stress and overwhelm, the migraines persisted. But once I did, and once I recognized that, you know, stress was an indicator of something deeper and going to explore whatever that deeper was, the migraines were so much fewer and further between. And if and when I did get one, they were short-lived and they were not as intense as they used to be. But we're human, right? We make mistakes and it's easy to slip back into old patterns. So there are times where I put pressure on myself, you know, say I'm launching something new in my business or, you know, I'm in a more intense season of life for whatever reason, you know, whatever circumstances are going on. And I will know when I am too stressed when I start to get that migraine. And it's really interesting how our bodies process things for us, even if we don't realize it. And so there's a huge connection there between our emotions and our health. And, you know, it's definitely something worth learning about and looking into if you want to have that peak performance and that optimal health and really be your best self and feel as though you're thriving in your life and how you show up in the world.
I love the simplicity of your indicator of, am I on track or am I off track? And if I'm stressed, then that means I'm off track. That's super simple, but very, very significant, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting because those times in my life now where I notice that stress, and something else I've done too is ask other people close to me to call me out on it. Because, you know, as that high achiever that I am, I'm my own best client, I tend to put a lot of pressure on myself naturally, again, falling back into some of those old behavior patterns. So I have my husband call me out because he often will notice before I do that I'm getting off track, right? He'll notice I'm being a little snippy in my responses or impatient or short-tempered with my son or whatever. And he'll say, hey, babe, you may want to slow it down a bit. So sometimes it's good to even ask those close to you to be that checkpoint, you know, to call you out and give them full permission to do so, because they can help you see as you start to learn and heal through this, you know, and start to acknowledge your stress and honor it, but also recognizing that, you know, it's there to tell you you're off track and what changes can I make to bring myself back into alignment, back on track, you know, and kind of get back to my equilibrium.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. So in terms of case studies that you've had in the various programs that you run, can you talk us through two, maybe three case studies where you've seen massive health transformations in your clients?
Yeah. So this is really interesting because when a lot of women come to me, they think they're coming to me for help with growing their business or help with reaching their goals or help with achieving certain dreams and certain things and aspirations that they have for their life. But what they walk away with is so much more than that. And it's really been eye-opening. I ran a retreat earlier this year. And one of the women that was there, she had really been struggling in her relationship with her mother-in-law, and it was causing her a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, and just a lot of those negative emotions like we talked about. And so after working together, she was in tears when she told me this, but she said, it's like a weight has been lifted off of me. And she says, I just feel this energy from within that I haven't felt before. And she says, I feel as though I don't know, somehow that healing this broken relationship and that, you know, shifting my perspective on the relationship and really having that freedom, she said, has just opened up a whole new world of possibility for me. Working out had been really difficult for her. She would join a gym and she would never go to the gym. She would sign up to go to a class and then, you know, she would say, oh, I'm not going to go and take care. She said, I really wasn't taking good care of myself. She said, but once I released this emotion, and actually what she did was shifted the energy, right, that she was putting towards this problem and shifted it toward the possibility that she could have in her life, she had this new energy from within. It wasn't a matter of, you know, I'm not going to work out and take care of myself because I feel tired. It was, no, I want to work out because I want to, because it makes me feel good. And her health just improved from there. It's just such a small and simple example. But right, how many of us have that same struggle? We sign up, we want to go to the gym, and then we just don't go. Or, you know, we make appointments and we cancel them with our trainer or whatever it might be. We say, oh, I'm going to eat healthy and this is my New Year's resolution. But then, you know, by January 31st, we're eating bad again and eating junk food. So it's just these simple shifts. And it's amazing whenever you can free up the energy that's spent on the negative and shift that energy to the positive and the possibility, what can happen for you. I had another client who came to me again for business advice. She is in the mortgage industry and she was really struggling with her sales numbers. She was virtually making nothing in sales. And after we worked together, within a month, her sales volume had increased from virtually zero to $3 million in sales. And she said that that alone gave her this confidence shift, right? Because everything that we do affects us in some way. And she said, you know, that was proof to herself that she could do anything she put her mind to. For her, her health had been on the back burner as well, because she was putting her energy into pushing and trying to make her business work. But then when she was able to shift that energy, she said, you know, it's opened up a whole new world. And so now she has a daily meditation practice that she does. She goes to a yoga class. She gets massages. Like, she takes care of her body and she feels better and she has the energy to show up as the woman she wants to be. And those are just two very simple examples. I could go on all day, but, you know, often we put our health on the back burner for the sake of our success, for the sake of taking care of the people around us. But if we're not prioritizing and taking care of ourselves, then we can't show up as the person we want to be in any of our roles. So it's really important to remember that. And I know it's easier said than done, but, you know, when you can shift that perspective from, oh, this is something I have to do, to this is something I want to do because it's going to allow me to be my best self, it really just changes how you're able to act and show up and who you are and your way of being.
Absolutely. There's a huge distinction, isn't there, between, huge distinction between choosing to do something and feeling obligated to do it. It's entirely different emotion that brings up in you, isn't it?
Yes, totally different. Yeah. And that's another thing too, to be aware of, is our language, and not only how we talk to ourselves, but how we speak, you know. And, you know, asking someone close to you to call you out on things like this is really powerful as well. But having them call you out when you say, oh, I have to do this, or, oh, I need to go to do this, or, oh, I should do this. And noticing when you speak that out as well, because our language not only describes our reality, it actually creates our reality. And so when I tell myself, oh, I have to go to the gym tonight, let's just use a simple example, that puts a pressure on myself that really feels negative. It really feels like, oh, this is just something I have to do. And it feels heavy energetically. But then we shift that to say, oh, no, this is something I want to do. Just as you said, it's a totally different energy about it. And it actually pulls us forward, right? And we get to create that reality of this being something that I want to do, you know, for whatever reason it is that you want to do it.
Absolutely. So listening to you speak about your clients and case studies, it's obvious that you're very passionate about the work that you do. What is it specifically that drives you to do the work that you do today, and why?
The main reason is to help other people open their eyes to the reality that their life doesn't have to get that bad. And by that bad, I mean some sort of health or relationship or family or marriage or work crisis, in order for them to realize that with a few simple tweaks, with a shift in perspective, that they can start creating the life they want right now, that they don't have to sacrifice today for one day when they hope to have the life of their dreams. They can work towards the life of their dreams and start creating that today. And it's very, very possible to do. And they're going to enjoy the experience so much more. But it's because, you know, that was where I was. I've been in that place. And I know what it's like to be there. And I don't want anyone to have to experience that. And, you know, just by giving them the tools and the insights and the lessons that I've learned on my journey, I just hope to inspire someone else to realize that that is within their reach and they can have that too.
Excellent. Awesome. So from your perspective, if you were to give advice to any of the listeners, people that might be wanting to improve their health and day-to-day performance, what one or two gold nuggets might you share with them?
Yeah, such a good question. I think first, start noticing your relationship with stress, you know, like we talked about, and what that might be indicating for you. That's a huge one. You know, go to bed at the end of every day. And I tell my clients, I say, keep a complaint journal and just jot down, you know, the things you complained about today. That really is eye-opening to show you where your focus and energy might be on the negative aspects in your life. And then by asking yourself the simple question, well, how can I change this? What is it? What is in my power to do about this? And taking that personal responsibility to make the change and realizing that, you know, yes, you might be part of the problem, but that you are also part of the solution. That's number one, and so transformative. And then, you know, the second thing I would say is just really set your intention each day, focus toward what you want. So many times we throw out goals, we say these things we want to do, but they're vague. We really don't have we've not tapped into that deeper reason or that motivation for why we want to do something. And when we can uncover that, that is going to be what pulls you forward, because willpower is limited. Energy is limited. You only have so much of it to go around. So what happens when your energy is tapped out or your willpower is done and you just don't have any more discipline to do whatever it is you need to do? You know, we often stop and sabotage our progress then, and we sabotage our momentum. So instead, start shifting from the negative to the positive and saying, okay, what's my one intention for today? And maybe it's a feeling you want to feel throughout the day. Maybe it's one goal or one thing that you want to move off of your list that day. Whatever that one thing is, get really clear on it, get present to it, and let that pull you forward and ask yourself that deeper question. Okay, this is what it is now, and why is that important to me? So for example, if I say, you know, I want to spend some quality time with my family today. And my goal for the day is to say, let me just take 30 minutes, no social media. I'm not online. I'm not checking anything. I'm just spending quality time with my family. Okay. Now, why is that important to me? Well, it's important to me because I want to be present with them. I want to be a good mother to my son. I want to be a good wife to my husband. And I want to be there for them in the way that they need me and have the full energy and capacity to be there and for whatever they need. And that's that deeper reason, right? That pulls me forward. And so my intention, my goal for the day might be 30 minutes of quality time. And the why is, you know, because I being present with them is very important to me in the way that I want to show up for them. And that's going to be the thing that actually motivates me to do it. So those are just two very simple things that you can do, you know, the start and end of your day, just to start tuning in and becoming really clear on where your focus and energy is on the negative and where it is on the positive in your life, so that you can start shifting the negative to more of the positive, because where your focus goes, your energy will flow.
Couldn't agree more. Focus is so important, isn't it?
Yeah.
So important. So one of the programs that you run is Stress Less, Live More, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. The Effortless Life Academy. And we talk all about that in there. Stress less, live more.
Cool. So for those people that haven't yet heard of that, could you tell us a little bit about that program, please?
Absolutely. So the Effortless Life is really, you know, it's about a way of being, right? And we think of effortless as being easy and as being effortless. And I really even take that deeper to where effort less, you know, creating a life that does not depend on your time, your energy, or your effort, and creating the life that you want you know, without having the dependency on those things. And so inside of the academy, we walk through a 5-step proven framework that I've developed to help you create that life that you want. And it's a combination of mindset and strategy, because one of the things I really saw in the industry, in the coaching industry, was that a lot of coaches teach on mindset. A lot of them teach on strategy. Few teach on both and the relationship between the two. And I believe that you need both in order to have that true success. Because if you're just focusing on the how-to and the strategy without focusing on any of the mindset or the obstacles there mentally that may be holding you back that you can't see, then the strategy is not going to work. It's like throwing spaghetti at the wall just to see what sticks. And on the flip side, if you're only focused on the mindset but not taking action, well, then how can you create the results that you want? And you've got to know those right actions to focus on. So the Effortless Life Method, which is what I teach inside of the academy, is all about that, right? Clearing out those mindset blocks, anything that might be there unconsciously holding you back, how to become aware of that and to shift that and reframe that. And then being able to identify for you those right activities to move you towards your goals and get you closer to that dream lifestyle that you want to create. And the beauty of the system is that it's one that you can take and lather and rinse and repeat for life. It's not something you just go through once and it's, okay, wash my hands, one and done. It's something that you can always go deeper with, which is beautiful. And it really creates this life cycle, the effortless life cycle, you can almost say, but it's just this way of doing things that becomes a lifestyle and it becomes the way that you operate, which is a way that's easy and effortless.
Sounds fantastic, that, Courtney. For those people that want to find out more information about yourself and your programs, is there a specific website you'd like to share with them?
Yes, my name, CourtneyElmer.com, is the best place to go. And I hang out on Instagram a lot too. So if you're hearing this today and something I said resonates with you, please connect with me there. Same thing, at Courtney Elmer with an underscore behind it. You'll see me pop up and just send me a DM. I'd love to connect and would love to hear from you. You know, some of the challenges, there are struggles that you might be facing, and if there's anything I can do to support you, because I believe we're all in this journey together. And, you know, I really believe that human connection is so powerful, and it's the antidote to so many things. And it's just a big thing for me. So those are the two primary places you can find out more about me, and would love to see you there.
Excellent. Thanks for being on the THT podcast today, Courtney. It's been absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much.
Danny, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. You've been listening to Dr. Danny Scarhill, the founder of DannyScarhill.com, the author of Total Health Transformation, and the creator of the Total Health Transformation programs. We look forward to seeing you on the next THT podcast very soon. All the best.
You've been listening to Dr. Danny Scarhill on the Total Health Transformation Podcast, helping you to eat, move, and think on purpose. See you on our next episode.